Are you surprised at all this controversy, or did you expect as much when you scheduled these hearings?
No, I'm really surprised and disappointed, quite frankly, in all the controversy from this hearing. As chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, I absolutely have to investigate the radicalization of the Muslim American community. The president, the attorney general, the secretary of Homeland Security, just last Sunday evening, the president's main national security advisor said that al-Qaeda's new tactic over the last 2 years is to attempt to radicalize the Muslim American community. We've already seen people living in this community, living here illegally, who have been radicalized and have attempted attacks against the U.S. The New York City subway system, the Times Square bomber, Major Hassan at Fort Hood. These are all people as part of the new al-Qaeda operation. How I cannot investigate this is absolutely beyond me. This is my obligation. This is my duty. I'm going to do it.
Who are you going to have testify?
Actually, it'll be we will have a Muslim doctor testifying who will talk about what he believes is the lack of leadership in the Muslim community. I will also have the uncle of a young Somali-American who was recruited in a mosque in Minneapolis, sent to Somalia, and was murdered. And then the people in the mosque back in Minneapolis attempted to cover it up. They intimidated and threatened the uncle when he went to the FBI to report this murder. And I will also have the father of a young man from Tennessee who was converted to Islam, became radicalized, went to Yemen, came back to the United States, and actually murdered an Army recruiting officer. That father will show the process of radicalization, how it went on, how his own son was mentally destroyed before his eyes.
What do you say to the critics in the Muslim community who are upset, claiming that you're kind of lumping them all together and putting them in a bad light?
No, what I'm saying over and over again is the overwhelming majority of Muslims are good Americans, but what I'm also saying is that al-Qaeda has made it clear that it's targeting the Muslim American community. So where else would I be investigating other than in that community? And I would wish and hope that the community would welcome the investigation so that they could realize the extent to which the enemy is attempting to radicalize them and then would take more action, whether it's dealing with police or dealing with political leaders, that they would develop a stronger leadership themselves to fight against this radicalization rather than having groups and leaders somehow trying to deny that it's going on and living in a world of false hope and false security.
What do you say to the critics who have brought up your support of the IRA, which is also on the terror watch list?
My support for the Irish peace process in the 1980s and the 1990s, I've been commended for that by British Prime Minister Tony Blair as recently as last week. President Bill Clinton and President Obama actually offered me to be ambassador to Ireland. I doubt any of that would have happened if anyone thought that I ever did anything improper in dealing with Ireland. I was totally working with the peace process and with elements in the IRA, working with Bill Clinton, coming to the peace table and bringing peace to Northern Ireland for the first time in 800 years.
Congressman, in the end, after these hearings are over, what do you hope comes out of them? What do you hope develops from them?
One would be a growing awareness by the American people about how serious the threat of radicalization to the Muslim American community is. And secondly, a greater sense of security to the Muslim American community, because they are the ones who are being victimized the most. They are the ones whose sons and nephews are being radicalized and sent to their death.
Long Island Congressman Peter King, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.